What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And y'all, I'm looking forward for tonight's episode. But before we go ahead and get straight into it, I want to encourage you once more, if you have not done so yet, to go ahead and watch our recent singlehood and relationship webinar where we were talking about the stages in singlehood. If you have already watched the webinar, thank you so much. I would love to hear your feedback concerning it. In the coming days, we're going to go ahead and do a takeaway video. But before we go ahead and do that, I really want to encourage you, if you have not yet watched the webinar, make sure you watch it. Make sure as well you leave us comments in the comment section below the YouTube video. And that way I'm also able to answer any questions that you have before we go ahead and release the takeaway video. So if you want to go ahead and also check out the takeaway video, you have to make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Amuna Culture. That is Amuna Culture. It's one word. I'm gonna go ahead and spell it out for you. EmunaCulture. And y'all, I also want to go ahead and just encourage you during your leisure time to go ahead and watch one of our archive, well, not watch, but listen to one of our archive series from the podcast, Mastering Singlehood and Relationship, which is titled Detox to Reset. Detox to Reset. We've just entered the month of October. It is the 10th month of the year. 10 symbolizing fullness, is symbolizing as well completion. And so I believe during this month, it is necessary as well for us to reset ourselves in order for us to finish the year strong. Now, I have good news for you. The Lord in his goodness and his faithfulness, he continues to remind us again that he has already given us the victory. And so I want to encourage you again tonight to live from a place of victory, right? Live from the mindset of victory. Live from the mindset of knowing that God has already, done what it is that he said he would do for your life. It just has not manifested in the natural. But as long as you're still mastering your trust in him, as long as you're living by faith, right, and not by sight, as long as you are making sure that he is your top priority, you know that he is faithful to take care of you. Again, I just want to encourage you guys as well to pay note to that, right? Pay that in mind. And as well as during your leisure time, go ahead and just read chapter 6 of Matthew. This is a great biblical passage to be meditating on during this time of the year. Now, without further ado, y'all, let's get straight into the episode. If I have any further announcement, I'll go ahead and share it while we're close to the end. But for tonight's episode, y'all, we are going to be focusing on protecting our focus and living in peace. So this is tonight's episode titled, Protect Your Focus and Live in Peace. Protect Your Focus and Live in Peace. Now, for those of you who follow us on Instagram, you are perhaps are keeping up with our Thanksgiving challenge that started on October 1st. And today's verse of the day for our Thanksgiving challenge came from John 14, verse 27. And this is what it says, y'all. John 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Now, this is Jesus speaking, and I want to go ahead and say it once more, what he said in John 14, verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And so I want us to go ahead and focus now on the title of this episode. As we just read this verse, I want it to really marinate now the title of the episode into your heart, into your spirit, into your mind. Protect your focus and live in peace. Protect your focus and live in peace. Now, one of the reasons why I believe Jesus even mentioned this scripture to us, right, for us to keep that in mind today, is because Jesus already saw ahead of time that there will be moments in our lives, you know, there will be cares in our life, there will be troubles that will come that will try to cause us to not want to progress forward in life, that will try to cause us to toss in the towel, that will try to cause us to come into a place of depression, come into a place of sorrow, come into a place of just regret, come into this place of as well, you know, negativity, and also being so passive, right, in nature, and also being a pessimist, right? Because you feel like as though, you know, nothing good ever comes about, right? You feel as every time, as if every time you've tried, it never works in your favor. Or perhaps, you know, even when it does work in your favor, it doesn't last a long period of time. Perhaps it lasts for a season or two, but then after that, it just expires or it disappears. And so Jesus himself, he's saying to us in John 14:27, this is his will for us. He says he has given us peace, right? And so one of the things we could grab hold on is that Jesus himself, he gives us this peace. We don't give it to ourselves. He gives us this peace. And so peace is a free gift from God. I'm going to say this again. Peace is a free gift from God. You know, sometimes we could get so used to, again, you know, being Christians, right? That we tend to forget the gravity, right, of the gifts of God, such as peace, such as joy, right? Such as his grace. It is so critical for us in this season, especially again, as you see that the world is upside down, as you see that darkness seems to go rampant. This is the hour, this is the time for you to really to remind yourself that you have the peace of the Lord. And even if right now it doesn't seem as if you feel that peace, but you can take the initiative, right? Or perhaps you can again, by faith, receive it. Because why? This is what Jesus himself said that he has given you. He says, peace I leave with you, right? And so even before you were born, God already gave you that peace, right? Jesus already gave you that peace. Even before you and I came to the earth, stepped on the scene, God gave us this peace because we have chosen again, right, to be born again, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives. We too have this inheritance. We have his peace as our inheritance. We also have freedom as our inheritance. You know, there's a shirt that by the grace of God we designed, which says, peace is believing what God says. Peace is doing what God says. And one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit led me to really create this design, because again, I feel that at times we forget this. We forget this. And I understand it can be so easy to forget, because again, there's so much stresses in life. You know, there's so many things that are out of your control. But we have to come into this place, right, in our mind, in which we do not allow the cares of life. We do not allow, you know, stress. We do not allow our emotions and our feelings to outweigh God's word in our life. If Jesus himself says that he gives us peace, right, his peace. And the Bible tells us as well, you know, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. What are we going to believe? Are we going to believe our emotions above God's word? Are we going to believe, again, our feelings above God's word? Are we going to believe the world above God's word? Are we going to believe the voice of the enemy, right, above God's word? And so it's very important for us during this time, especially because now we are in the fourth quarter of the year, to protect our focus and to live in peace. And why is this important? Why is it important to protect your focus and live in peace? Number one, of course, because it is the will of God. Over and over again in the New Testament, you see that it said for us to be sober in mind. There was a previous episode where I mentioned that as well. I would definitely recommend you, if you have not done so, listen to that episode titled, It's Time to Get Dressed. It's time to get dressed. And it's so important for us to understand one of the aspects of getting dressed in that sense is as well as to be sober in mind. And the best way for us to be sober in mind is to, again, study and meditate on God's word. And not just that, but applying it into our daily life and taking it at face value, taking it for what it is, that whatever God says is truth. It's not what the world says. Is not what you're feeling on a given day, but it's whatever God's word says. Now, if Jesus says he gives you peace, but yet today you feel miserable, which one out of the two are you going to believe? That you feel miserable or that he gives you peace? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying the way that you feel. God himself, he understands and recognizes the way that you feel right now. But one of the things that I strongly always echo throughout this podcast and several episodes is that, yes, there are times where you will get discouraged, but do not remain discouraged. Just do not remain discouraged. And why do I say this with such passion in my voice? Why do I say this? Is because the devil, this is what he's waiting on. He's waiting on us to remain in a state of discouragement, because he knows when we are discouraged, guess what? You're not going to be living in your God-given purpose. You're not going to be seeking the will of God the way that you ought to. And you're not going to want to remain in a state of peace and joy. It's very hard for you, again, to experience peace when you are discouraged. It's very hard for you to experience and to live from a place of victory and joy when you are discouraged. And so the quicker you're able to, again, encourage yourself in the Lord, is the quicker now that you are able as well to get back at it, to doing what it is that God told you to do to begin with, in order for you to attain it as well at the right time. And what do I mean by that right time? You attain it without delaying it, right? Without it being delayed. Amen. And so I believe strongly that during this fourth quarter, it is a must for you and it's a must for me to protect my focus and to live in peace. And the best way we can do that is, again, reminding ourselves of what it is that Jesus himself told us ahead of time in scripture. Remind ourselves as well that it is God's will for you to, again, live in peace. It is God's will for you to have joy. And God has already given you too, as well, all that you need to live a purposeful life. God has given all of us all that we need to attain what it is that he has ordained to be our portion. Now, sometimes we forget this again because there's just so many things that came at us unexpectedly, right? But do we allow the things that came at us unexpectedly cause us now to remain discouraged or cause us now to again quit? No, not at all. Because we have to again remind ourselves what we're facing right now, others before us face as well. And this is why it's so pivotal, right, for us again to just read the stories of faith that we read in scriptures in order for us to remain encouraged. And God's word, again, y'all, it does not return void. As a matter of fact, speaking on God's word does not return void, I want us to go ahead and turn our Bible pages to Proverbs chapter 7, verse 2 to 3. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 2 to 3. And this is what it says. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Now, in this context, it was the mother, right, of the king that was speaking to the king, right? But however, as scripture tells us, every word that comes from the overall word of God, which is the Bible, is for our encouragement, is for our edification, is for our sharpening, right? It's for teaching, right? It's for development, it's for training. And so although in this context, it was the mother of the king that was echoing this message of the king, it is for us today. And it is the same thing that the Lord is saying to us today. He is wanting for us to keep his commands. And he knows that when we keep his commands, we will live, right? Because in his truth, in his precepts, in his principles, and his commands, there is safety. Now, there are some people, again, you know, they preach like a hyper-grace gospel. We understand that in of ourselves, that we are not perfect. There will be times, yes, you will sin, but that does not give us a license, right? To just, you know, settle to live a sinful life. But, you know, God himself has called us to live a holy life, a set apart life, right? God has called us to live in freedom, not freedom to sin, but freedom in order for us to live out the purpose and the calling he has for our lives. And so I encourage you during this time of year, as you're in the fourth quarter, while a lot of people in the world, again, they are just, you know, seeking after, again, perhaps money, riches, fame, and all of that, I want you to be seeking after the heart of God. I want you to be seeking after the will of God. Because if you're one that's truly setting yourself apart to seek after his heart, to seek after his will, you will find that God indeed will give you protection. God indeed will give you grace to endure. And God indeed will provide to you all of your needs. This is a critical hour, y'all, honestly, especially in the month of October. As you know, in this month, it is Halloween. And honestly, you know, just a couple of days ago, I was just watching the news and I see just so many just bizarre things going on, like people are doing. I don't know if it's the temperature, right? I don't know if it's the weather. Again, it's perhaps, yes, the enemy is just using them because they're ignorant of what it is that they're doing. But it is critical for you in this hour to not be outside when you're not supposed to be outside. Because the enemy right now, he is hungry. He is looking for anybody who is an easy target to be able to use and take advantage of them. And I don't want any of us to go before our time. God needs you here. God has a purpose for your life. And so I truly want you to value your life the way that God values it. And so if you, again, you know you have no business to be partaking in any activities, please take heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit and stay home, right? Or stay in a safe place, safe setting, because I do feel that, you know, we have to really be alert. We have to be very much so watchful. And when we do that, God, again, in his faithfulness, he will protect us. And I strongly recommend you and encourage you during this month to really apply the blood of Jesus on yourself, on your family, on your belongings. Amen. Now, protect your focus. Live in peace. This is the main message, right? This is the title of tonight's episode, Protect Your Focus and Live in Peace. And so the number one reason I say why we should do this, again, of course, is in God's will. Number two, it's going to help you to finish this year strong. It's going to help you to finish the year strong. Again, one who is out of peace, right? One who does not have peace and one who does not have focus is not aiming at anything. Therefore, they're not going anywhere. But you will see the individual who protects their focus. What does it mean, you know, to protect your focus? Meaning that, again, you're keeping your priorities in check, right? You're focusing on what it is that you know that needs to be done, and you're not entertaining things that is going to cause you to lose sight of your priorities. And the best way I'd say we protect our focus is, again, to make sure when we're starting our day, we are, again, seeking the Lord in prayer. We're giving him thanks for another day. And we're asking the Holy Spirit to walk with us throughout the day. That's one of the ways we're able to protect our focus. Number two, for those of us, again, you know there's certain objectives that you had for the year that you have yet to get started on. The way that you're able to protect your focus is, again, read through them. Read through them. Remind yourself why in the first place you wrote them as objectives, and begin to take actionable steps to bring them to pass, right? With God's help, right? With God's grace. Live in peace. Now, just like protecting our focus, it is vital for us to live in peace. If we are unable to live in peace, if we are unable to embrace what it is that the Lord said to us in John 14, verse 27, You will quickly or slowly, it depends, right? But you will find yourself falling into depression. You're going to find yourself being unmotivated, right? To stay the course. You will lose your momentum. And then after that, you're going to have a moment of regret, right? A season or a state of regret saying, I could have done this, I could have done that, but you didn't do it, right? And so it is vital now, again, for us to live in a state of peace. And the best way we're able to do this as well, again, we have to take, inventory. We have to analyze and say to ourselves what it is that we know we're supposed to be doing, we're not doing. Or perhaps what it is that we did do, but we're not admitting to ourselves that we did it. Now, this could be sin, right? Perhaps you have sinned and you have not confessed that sin, nor repent of that sin unto God. This is the hour that you need to go ahead and do just that. Because if you don't, again, the devil himself, he's going to use that to cause you to self-condemn yourself. He's going to use it to shame you, to cause you to live in guilt. And by you living in shame and guilt, you're not going to be able to proceed further to doing the things that God wants you to do in this season, and also to receiving the blessings that God has ordained for you to receive in this season. Amen. You, as a child of God, if you again have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, though you may fall or stumble, God, he is faithful to forgive you again if you confess and repent of your sins. This is what scripture tells us. But we must do the act of repentance and confession, right? And the way that we ought to do it is, again, we have to approach God, because only God has the power to forgive. Only God has the power to as well sanctify us through and through. But even the process of sanctification requires humility on our part to receive it from him by, again, what? By approaching him, right? By approaching him in humility and giving him, again, thanksgiving and praise, he is faithful to forgive us and as well as to restore us in order for us to have the strength to keep on moving on and attaining all that he has for us and becoming who he destined for us to be. Now, again, y'all, I am just really encouraged by the Lord, the way he's continuously is again echoing this message. The victory has already been won, right? He has already given us the victory. And I want you to carry that throughout the month of October, throughout the end of this year and forevermore. God has already given you the victory. If you really believe this, how would your life be? Even now, how would your life be if you truly believe that God has given you the victory? I want you to really, think about that. And I want you to carry it with you towards the end of this year and forevermore. How would your life be if you really believe that God has given you victory? If you really believe that Jesus has given you peace that surpasses all understanding? If you really believe that God has forgiven your sins and purified you through and through with his blood? If you really believe that the word of God is definite and is true and will not return void? How would your life be? How would it be? And so, y'all, I pray that you were greatly encouraged by tonight's episode. Now, before I go ahead and, bring it to a close, I want to go ahead and as well as share this update. For those of you who are familiar with the podcast, you've been listening to us over 5 years now, you know that we, annually host a conference, Mastering Sign Language Conference. And this year's theme, actually, we already received this year's theme since the end of last year. But however, we haven't really been just advertising about it because, again, the Lord hasn't really given me like the go to know whether to do it physically, like a physical conference, or virtually. But if you are, again, interested to know more details concerning our annual Mastering Singlehood Conference, right? Now, Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Conference, I want you to go ahead and do this. I want you to make sure that you're following us on Instagram via Amuna Culture. Make sure that you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, and make sure as well that you check my website, jlpnetwork.com. There, you'll be notified when we release new updates concerning it, right? And so I pray that you guys, again, were greatly encouraged by this episode, and also continue to just, share these episodes with those you know who would truly be blessed by it, because we truly want to make a great impact. We believe that, God, he is more than able to really make our generation be the generation that brings forth better change in society and so forth for his glory, right? And for the advancement of his kingdom. And so the only way I'm able to as well reach more people with these messages, if you're truly being blessed by these messages, the more way I'm able to make a greater impact is if you come with me, right? You partner with me and you're able as well to share with others these episodes as well. And so I thank you as well for those of you who tune in every Friday for new episodes. It means a lot. And I pray that God would continue to bless you and encourage you as you continuously are seeking him, and as well as are being edified by content that glorifies him and by content that helps you to have a stronger spiritual life. And y'all, this was your sister in Christ, JLP. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.